You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishour. 1.31 million people filed for unemployment last week. It's a slight improvement. But if you dive into the numbers, things get murky. Diane Swonk is chief economist at tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton. Good morning.
Good morning.
So 1.31 million people claiming unemployment benefits. That's 100,000 less than the week before. Is that an improvement?
Well, it's not as much an improvement because we also have to include those special pandemic claims out there, which were approved by Congress. There's a lot of muddled data in the state data. It looks like they're still trending up, so it's difficult to tease it out. The most important thing to look at is the most recent week we saw big increases in some of the states with the biggest cases of COVID cases. States like Texas in the week ending the 4th of July had an increase of over 20,000. Then you see states like Nevada, Tennessee, Louisiana, all with much bigger numbers than they had. So they're going in the wrong direction in those places.
Several Federal Reserve Bank presidents have come out in recent days, some of them warning about what they call air pockets in the recovery, soft spots. What do you make of that given the numbers we've just seen?
Well, what's important about it is the Federal Reserve is not only looking at these numbers, they're looking at a lot of big data, which is this sort of weekly data we get on everything from customer traffic to credit card receipts, and all of that shows the same picture, a sharp slowdown after a recovery that it's come off those highs in recent weeks as the number of COVID cases have surged. What's interesting about it is the contagion of fear among consumers. It's not just in the worst affected COVID counties, as we saw at the onset of the crisis, but it's also in those areas that have been to the brink and back, like New York.
Diane Swonk, chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton, thank you so much, as always, for the context.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.